Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 31. Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Carmen.
Carmen, ¿qué tal?
Muy bien, te he echado de menos.
Pues nosotros también. A nosotros has echado mucho de menos.
Sí.
Bueno, como sabes, en el último capítulo no estabas, porque estabas en España.
Sí, estaba tomando el sol, Marc, estaba de vacaciones, relajada. Bueno, os he echado de menos, pero quizá tampoco mucho.
Pero ¿sabes lo que ha pasado con nuestra historia?
Sí, por supuesto. Estoy al día. Estoy al día.
Que ha salido en el periódico.
Sí.
Using that expression, salir en el periódico, muy importante, ¿no?
Sí.
Let's get straight into today's episode. This is, of course, Coffee Break Spanish. You can find out all you need to know about Coffee Break Spanish at coffeebreakspanish.com. And we're going to be listening to the next part in our story of Rory, Alejandro, and María.
Muy bien. Vamos a por ello.
María, me acaban de llamar de la televisión de las Islas Baleares para hacer una entrevista mañana a las 6:00 p.m.
¿En serio?
Sí, el periodista era muy amable y me ha dicho que saldré en las noticias de la noche. ¡Qué fuerte! No me lo puedo creer. Ah, y me han llamado del gobierno escocés esta mañana.
¿Perdona? ¿Del gobierno escocés?
Sí.
¿Y qué querían?
Pues me han dicho que van a... ¿Cómo se dice? To value the treasure.
Ah, ¿tasar el tesoro?
Sí, exacto. Primero van a tasar el tesoro y luego me darán una recompensa económica que dividiremos en partes iguales entre los tres, claro, tú, Alejandro y yo. Y además se han puesto de acuerdo con el gobierno español para darme una beca para hacer el doctorado.
¿Cómo? ¿Dónde?
Puedo escoger donde yo quiera. Podría quedarme en Europa, pero también puedo ir a América. María, ¿te das cuenta de lo que significa? El curso que viene puedo elegir destino y seguir estudiando lo que más me gusta. Y tú y yo podríamos irnos a vivir a otro país, a vivir más aventuras.
No suena mal, la verdad. ¿Te das cuenta de la suerte que hemos tenido?
Sí, hemos tenido mucha suerte, pero también hemos trabajado duro. Hemos sido un buen equipo. Encontramos las cartas juntos. Yo propuse ir en busca de un tesoro y tú y Alejandro me apoyasteis. Tú te encargaste de las coordenadas y llevaste el barco. Alejandro buceó conmigo y yo lo encontré por casualidad. Sin vosotros hubiera sido imposible hacer nada de todo esto.
Estoy muy contenta, Rory. Por cierto, ¿has quedado con Alejandro hoy? Si no recuerdo mal, se va mañana. Podríamos ir a tomar algo esta noche los tres para despedirnos después de tu entrevista en la tele, señor popular.
Qué rápido ha pasado esta semana. Me da pena despedirme de Alejandro, pero quién sabe, igual le vemos dentro de poco tiempo. Me parece perfecto ir a tomar algo esta noche. ¿Te apetece ir al puerto de Andracho otra vez? Es precioso. Y Alejandro no ha estado aún.
¡Estupendo! ¿A qué hora te va bien quedar?
Quedamos a las 10 en la recepción del hotel. Ahora llamo a Alejandro y se lo digo.
Allí estaré.
Bueno, Buenísimas noticias.
Buenísimas
noticias. Ay, qué bien, qué bien,
bueno,
qué bien.
No es una buenísima noticia que se vaya Alejandro.
No, esa parte no, pero estoy muy contenta por Rory y por María.
Exacto.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Okay, let's have a look at our English version now. We'll talk a little bit about how things have gone in this text. We join Rory and Maria for another dialogue in this episode. As you know, Maria begins by excitedly announcing, "Rory, we've appeared in the newspaper." It turns out that Rory has been contacted by the Balearic Islands TV station and he'll be appearing in a TV interview tomorrow evening. Apparently, the journalist was very nice and Rory will be on the evening news.
El periodista era muy amable y me ha dicho que saldré en las noticias de la noche. ¡Qué fuerte! No me lo puedo creer.
It also appears that Rory has received a call from the Scottish government this morning. They are going to value the treasure and then give Rory a financial reward. Of course, Rory explains that they'll share the reward between the three of them. Not only that, but the Scottish government have also agreed to give him a grant to allow him to study for his doctorate. So it's good news all round. Maria can't quite take in all this news at once. She asks, how? Where? It seems that Rory will be able to study wherever he wants next year. He could stay in Europe or go abroad. He explains to Maria, do you realise what this means? Next year, I can choose the destination and I can continue studying what I love most. And he also makes a suggestion to Maria.
Y tú y yo podríamos irnos a vivir a otro país, a vivir más aventuras.
Maria agrees that it doesn't sound bad. She can't believe their luck. Rory points out that it's not just a question of luck. They've worked hard, they've been a good team. They've found the letters together and they all helped. Maria identified the location and got the boat and Alejandro dived with him. And he found it by chance. It wouldn't have been possible to do anything without the help of his two friends. Maria is very happy. However, she reminds Rory that Alejandro is leaving tomorrow and suggests that they could go and have a drink together to bid him farewell.
Podríamos ir a tomar algo esta noche los tres, para despedirnos.
Rory is sad to see Alejandro leave after the exciting experiences, but he suggests that there's a chance that they may see each other soon, depending on where he ends up studying. They decide to go to Andratx port because Alejandro hasn't visited there yet. They agree to meet at 10 p.m. in the hotel reception, and Rory will call Alejandro now to make the arrangements.
Muy bien, pues ya lo tenemos, Mark. ¿Quieres Perfecto. Que vayamos a repasar alguna expresión?
Sí, estaba pensando en la expresión donde yo quiera.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is what Rory said when he was saying, well, where could he go and study next year? Donde yo quiera.
He can
wherever
choose, he can
uh-huh. I may choose. In English, we don't have our way of saying wherever I may choose just in a simple verb. But in Spanish, we can do that with the subjunctive. Donde yo quiera.
Mm-hmm.
Donde yo quiera. Where I like. I can go and study where I like. Donde yo quiera. Yo puedo irme a estudiar donde yo quiera. Wherever I may choose. Wherever I may like. Now, we can also use another word in Spanish. And that is donde quiera.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one word. Now, this is where it gets a little bit tricky.
Complicated.
Yeah. So, wherever I may go would be?
Donde quiera que vaya.
Now there, we've got donde quiera as one word. Donde quiera que vaya. So literally, wherever I want in the subjunctive that I go. Donde quiera que vaya. Wherever I may go. But it's different from donde quiera.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Rory puede ir a estudiar donde quiera. Wherever he wants.
Sí.
Which is different from donde quiera.
Yeah, the same sounds, but different spelling.
Yeah, it's the kind of
together
thing
together and separate. Yes,
absolutely. It's the kind of thing that I suppose Spanish language teachers might test their students on.
Yeah, probably.
Does this have a space in the middle or not? So let's test our students on that right now.
Okay.
So Carmen is going to give you two sentences, and you've got to decide whether donde quiera in each sentence is one word or two words.
La primera frase es, quedamos donde quiera usted.
Una vez más, por favor.
Quedamos donde quiera usted.
Okay, one word or two. Quedamos donde quiera usted.
You tell me, Mark.
I would say that's two words.
Muy bien.
Okay, because it's we will meet. We're going to meet wherever you want. Okay, it's followed by, the actual subjunctive there is donde quiera.
Mm-hmm.
Donde quiera usted. It's the usted form, so it's sí. Quiera. We could equally say quedamos donde quieras.
Perfecto.
Where mm-hmm. you want, and using a tu form. Again, the subjunctive. Okay, let's have our second sentence.
Vale, la segunda frase es donde quiera que estés, te seguiré queriendo.
Ay, 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 qué romántico.
Muy romántica, sí.
Ok, otra vez.
Donde quiera que estés, te seguiré queriendo.
Ok, together or separate?
You tell me, Mark.
That one is together.
Muy bien.
So there, donde quiera que estés. So it's followed by another subjunctive. There's actually mm-hmm. another verb in the subjunctive. And that's your clue. When it's donde quiera que plus another subjunctive, then donde quiera is one word.
That'll be together. Mm-hmm.
Donde quiera que estés, wherever you may be, te seguiré queriendo. I will continue loving you. Oh, I think we should move on here. This is getting
yes,
a little sickly sweet. Okay, that's where we're going to leave this particular episode of Coffee Break Spanish. We hope you've enjoyed it, and we'll be back again soon with more. In the meantime, don't hesitate to head over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish. You can follow us on Twitter, and that's at Learn Spanish. And by the time you hear this, you may well even be able to follow us on another social media, but we'll come to that. Muchas gracias y hasta la próxima.
Adiós, amigos.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.